The Alabama House has passed a bill that would make it a crime for doctors to perform abortions at any stage of a pregnancy, unless the woman's life is threatened. The legislation is part of a broader anti-abortion strategy to prompt the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the right to abortion. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Republican State Representative Terry Collins defended her Human Life Protection Act during at times contentious debate in the Alabama House yesterday.
This bill is focused on that baby that's in the womb that is a person. That baby, I believe, would choose life.
Democratic lawmakers walked out in protest before the final 74-3 vote. During debate, they questioned the motive for an abortion ban in a state that's refused to expand Medicaid. Representative Marika Coleman.
Well, I do support life, but there are some people that just support birth. They don't support life, because after a child is actually born, there are some things that need to happen. We need to make sure that that child has adequate health care.
Other states, including neighboring Georgia and Mississippi, have passed laws that prohibit abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. But Collins says Alabama's ban would apply even earlier.
When a woman is pregnant, an abortion is no longer legal.
The bill criminalizes abortion, meaning doctors would face felony jail time up to 99 years if convicted. The only exceptions are for a serious health risk to the pregnant woman or a lethal anomaly of the fetus. There are no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. A woman would not be held criminally liable for having an abortion. Collins says the bill follows a constitutional amendment approved by Alabama voters last year that recognizes what it calls the rights of unborn children, in direct defiance of the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark decision that protects a woman's right to abortion.
This bill is simply about Roe versus Wade, that the decision that was made back in 1973 would not be the same decision that was decided upon today if you relooked at the issue.
Her bill cites abolition, the civil rights movement, and women's suffrage as justification for establishing the human rights of a fetus. Alabama is one of more than two dozen states seeking to restrict abortion rights this year, testing federal legal precedent. Alabama Pro-Life Coalition President Eric Johnston says there's a reason there's so much activity right now.
The dynamic has changed. You know, the judges have changed. A lot of changes over that time. And so I think we're at the point where we need to take a bigger and a bolder step.
By outlawing nearly all abortions. The move is drawing protests from abortion rights advocates.
Young people are the future, the past, and the present.
A coalition called URGE, Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity, demonstrated outside the Alabama State House last month.
This bill is an awful piece of grandstanding.
Amanda Reyes of Tuscaloosa is president of the Yellowhammer Fund, a group that helps women pay for abortions.
If you make abortion illegal somewhere, that doesn't mean that abortion goes away. It just becomes more difficult and more dangerous to access.
The ACLU of Alabama says it will sue if the abortion ban becomes law. It's expected to win final passage in the Republican-majority Alabama Senate. ACLU Executive Director Randall Marshall says the bill is unconstitutional.
There is simply nothing that Alabama can do to interfere with the right of access to abortion, because that is a federal right, and the federal constitution clearly trumps all state law.
With two Trump appointees now on the U.S. Supreme Court, anti-abortion forces are optimistic that judicial interpretation could be reversed. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery.